This is Neil Huber with a special half hour of TED Radio regarding TEDx Lehigh River. And today I'll be talking with Lisa Getzler and Dave Willard, who are helping to organize TEDx here in the Lehigh Valley on Saturday, September 17th. So why don't we start by getting a little background on both of you. So Lisa, let's start with you and a little background about you and your interest in TEDx.
Well, thank you. I have a longstanding interest in TEDx, and it started because of the work that I do in my day job, which is as the executive director of Lehigh University's Baker Institute for Entrepreneurship, Creativity, and Innovation. As someone who studies those things and who helps students act on those things, I'm very interested in ways that people can learn about how others do those. And so I started to become interested in TED Talks probably about 10 years ago. My first TED Talk that I ever heard was by Sir Ken Robinson, who is an iconic TED speaker, and it was a sort of love affair from then on.
From the title of the group that you work for, it suggests that these are classrooms where you're thinking outside the box.
That would be a good way to say it. We support students who want to be innovative and entrepreneurial in any discipline, whether it's through classwork or through co-curricular activities at Lehigh. We have opportunities for students to think in new ways, to solve problems creatively, and then to act on them entrepreneurially to get them out into the marketplace.
Well, then Dave, we'll pose the same question to you, a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in TEDx.
Well, unlike Lisa, I don't have a day job. I'm actually retired from private industry. I worked for Olympus for many years, and that's how we happen to be living in the Lehigh Valley. But I am a community volunteer for a number of organizations. And like Lisa, I was aware of TED almost from the beginning. We incorporated it into our business to encourage innovation and creativity. And so when we learned of the opportunity to produce and present TED locally in the TEDx format, I was very interested in becoming involved.
Okay, well then tell me a little bit more about the TEDx format and how things got rolling for this fourth annual TEDx. Who wants to field that question? Dave?
Well, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the TED Talks. This is the basis of what we do. They're individual talks up to 18 minutes on a variety of topics. When TED began, it was technology, entertainment, and design, but the topics have really expanded to include scientific topics, business topics, global affairs, pretty much anything you can think of.
I think I've heard philosophy as well.
Indeed. Mm. And there are thousands of talks online, all searchable at TED.com, and we also post our talks after our events.
So how do you get a TEDx event organized? What are the mechanics? What are the things that you need to do? How do you find people to speak?
Well, that's a lot of questions.
It is.
I would start by saying that getting a TED license, which is how TEDx local organizations are sort of activated, is not a simple process, but the TED organization is very supportive of community organizations who want to host TED Talks. And so TEDx is the designation for a community-organized event. TEDx Lehigh River, of course, identifies us as the community in the Lehigh Valley. And so Dave and I applied for a TEDx license a number of years ago, along with our partners at Allentown's Miller Symphony Hall and PBS 39. We are the founding members of the TEDx Lehigh River Group, and so that has allowed us to sort of train in the TED ways of putting on an event, and we have gotten a lot of feedback and mentorship from the TED folks in New York City. They've been very generous with their time, and so we've learned over the years how to reach out to the community and look for people with ideas worth spreading, which is, of course, the TED motto. So this year, as in other years, we put the call out through a number of ways. I think this year we got about 40 applicants.
At least 40.
At least 40, which is, I think, our highest number. We get folks, you know, who are pretty much from the local area who have an idea that they think others should hear.
I see that the process of selecting speakers and preparing them to go on stage is noted as curation. So how does curation for TEDx work?
Well, as you can imagine by using that word, it's an art, not a science. So like a museum curator, we are looking to put together the best combination of speakers and ideas and topics. So again, we start with that call for proposals, if you will. And from there, we narrow down the sort of types of ideas that people are interested in speaking on and, you know, look to have a variety of people speaking. And as for the process of curation, it's really a matter of helping those folks to figure out how to present their idea in a way that's new and compelling, that people will hear perhaps a topic that they've heard before, but from a new perspective. And so the curation process is really about figuring out how those speakers can be at their best on the stage in September on the round red rug that is the iconic TED image.
Are you able to give us a preview of some of the subject matter and speakers who might be coming up? Dave, can you handle that?
Yes, I'll mention some of the speakers and their topics.
All right.
First one is Sarah Trimmer, who has had quite a few tragedies in her life, but has overcome them, and she's going to talk about how you start and end happy. We have Patrick MacGyver, who's a hairstylist, who's going to talk about one of the six most common experiences of being a human being, which is being groomed by another. We have a woman, Anna Rose Angara Milch, who's going to talk about positive aging, so that will appeal to my demographic. We have a young pianist from New Jersey, jazz pianist Leonike Scheibel, who's won several awards. And I think the listeners of your jazz shows in the evenings are familiar with Joey Alexander from Bali, who's creating a sensation in the jazz world. Mm-hmm. I would see Leonike as very similar. She will talk about creativity and perform for us, and she's in the ninth grade. And we have more speakers to be announced.
Well, that sounds like some diverse topics already that you've managed to pull together. The venue, what is the venue for TEDx?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to circle back to that, Neil, and just talk about the founding partners.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're at Miller Symphony Hall. This is the third year, and we have a capacity there of over 1,000 people. Last year, we had an audience of about 350. Prior to last year, we were restricted by the TED rules to an audience of 100, and I won't go into the details of that, but nevertheless, Lisa attended the TED conference last year. We're now able to open it up to the entire community. And so last year, we had an audience of about 350. We hope to attract more and build it up each year. PBS 39, another partner, does the video recording, and that's part of the requirement of having the TEDx licenses that these talks are professionally recorded and posted on the TEDx YouTube channel. And so those will be available archived, so to say, after the event.
Well, let's talk quickly then, since you mentioned it, about the YouTube archive. How can you access that, and what might you see if you want to get a sample of what TEDx looks like?
If you go on YouTube and type in TEDx Lehigh River, you'll see all the talks from the first 3 years that we produced, and they're all quite different from what we have this year, but it will give the community and the potential audience a good sample of what we do. There's some excellent ones there, very diverse topics, and also at the beginning of each one, you'll see who our community partners are who support this endeavor.
This is Neil Heaver. I'm speaking with Lisa Getzler and Dave Willard about the upcoming TEDx Lehigh River event, Saturday, September 17th at Miller Symphony Hall. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about something called the Innovation Alley, how the community can support TEDx Lehigh River, and maybe a few more details about the upcoming event, how you can participate as a viewer, and other information about TEDx. This is TED Radio Hour on WDIY. This is Neil Heaver for TEDx Lehigh River. We're speaking with Lisa Getzler and Dave Willard about the upcoming TEDx event Saturday, September 17th at Miller Symphony Hall. And we've been talking about a number of aspects of TEDx. One thing that we wanted to do is go back a little bit and talk more about curation and what's new and interesting things that have been happening. in terms of selecting the speakers for this. And Lisa, I think you wanted to pick up on that.
That's exactly right. The curation process has been one that has been undertaken by a committee of our volunteers who've been very focused on helping us find the right talks. But the process for coaching speakers to be ready to give their talk on September 17th has been a little different this year. In previous years, I, as the lead curator for the event, was also the coach, the primary coach that the speakers worked with. And we would spend 2 or 3 months leading up to the September date working through the process of getting their talk honed for the TED event. So this year, we took a turn that has been really interesting. We invented something called TEDx Lehigh River School. And about, 6 or 8 weeks ago, Dave, I think, we had a boot camp at PBS 39. We brought together all the potential speakers and the speaker coaches who were new to the process this year, but that I had worked with to sort of train up. And we started with the question, why? So we borrow from Simon Sinek, who gives a fabulous TED talk, by the way, on the power of why. And we really focused on having the speakers understand not only their passion for the topic, but the rationale. What about what they were saying was going to change the way people think about it? And that, in fact, is the goal. As a result of your TED talk, you want people to think differently about blank. And so that was really the premise of TEDx Lehigh River School. And we spent, I think, 4 hours together. Each coach worked with two speakers, and the speakers coached each other. And at the end of the day, everyone had about 3 or 4 minutes of their, like, 9 to 18 minute talk ready to go and polished up. And it was really an exciting day for everyone.
Part of the annual TEDx Lehigh River event is called Innovation Alley. What exactly is that, Lisa?
Innovation Alley is sort of a traveling expo. At the Baker Institute for Entrepreneurship, Creativity, and Innovation, we try to find as many ways as possible to showcase our student inventors, innovators, and entrepreneurs to the public when that's appropriate for them, so they can get feedback and have questions answered from potential users of whatever it is they've invented. So we expanded that idea for TEDx Lehigh River when we started 4 years ago, and we now put about 8 startup companies in the lobby of Miller Symphony Hall for the hour preceding the talks. They set up expo tables, sort of like at a trade show, and as the audience enters the venue, they have the opportunity to meet these innovators. About half of them will be students from Lehigh. About half of them will be from the community, some from perhaps the Partnership for Innovation incubator on the south side of Bethlehem, some from the Allentown Bridge Works, another place where startups are supported. It's an interesting mix of technology startups, retail products, and any number of other kinds of companies. We've seen a variety from the young woman who created paper dinosaurs that have gone international, to startups related to medical devices that have come out of some of our student projects at Lehigh.
Well, it seems that there's fertile ground in the Lehigh Valley because of all the incubators that we have. So it seems like you would have no trouble finding a number of folks to participate.
We have no trouble finding the ones that we'd like to invite. Sometimes the challenge for startups is how much they can actually talk about or show in their process of development. So, for example, if they have a technology that they would like to protect through a patent and they haven't yet been granted that patent, it's a challenge for them to share the information with the community as much as they would like to. And we're very careful with our student innovators so that they understand that. So we always try to find a mix of those who are really early stage and those who are mature enough to have kind of those things under control.
Dave, why don't you tell me a little bit more about some of the other participants that will be at the TEDx Lehigh River event on September 17th?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. I mentioned 4 of the speakers earlier. Another one, Veronique Velliere. She lets us call her Nikki. It's much easier. She's going to talk about vulnerable individuals and how they're affected by the criminal justice system. That is her professional field. Stephanie Smith, artist from the Banana Factory, is going to talk about art as a spiritual practice. And Ira Wolf, I'm not exactly sure what his talk will be. It's still in development, but it will be one of those ideas worth sharing. Let me just come back, Neil and Lisa, on Innovation Alley. This is a really bonus as far as TEDx Lehigh River is concerned. It's kind of outside the TED Talk format, but it's very compatible with what TED is all about. And our audience has really enjoyed this every year. It will be available from 12 to 1 on our event day, which is Saturday, September 17th. And also these entrepreneurs will be available during the breaks in the TEDx Lehigh River program. So I would really encourage people to come early at 12 o'clock and take part in Innovation Alley as well as the TEDx Talks.
So if you come out to the event, you'll be able to just speak with these folks individually before the program begins.
Absolutely.
Get an idea of what they're doing.
Yes, okay. Indeed.
How does the community support TEDx Lehigh River? What exactly can you do to be a supporter?
Well, I'd say the best way to support is to come to our event and listen to the speakers and hopefully leave with some ideas worth sharing. Our theme this year and our ongoing theme has been where people meet and ideas flow, tying it together with Lehigh River. And networking is a big part of this. So being there is very important, and that's the best way that the community can support.
Lisa?
Yeah, I'd just like to add that the audience members are not passive at TEDx Lehigh River or at TED events in general. Our MC for the day, John Dodds, will engage the audience and encourage conversations to be had during the breaks. So in fact, the breaks are built in not so people can only, you know, have a drink or use the facilities, but to find time to talk to each other about what just happened, what they just heard, how they experienced what the speaker had to say. And very often the conversations that happen in the lobby during the breaks are equally as compelling as the ones that come from the stage.
It may be too late now, of course, at this point in time for anyone to get involved in the process. But let's say that you're interested in TEDx and next year you'd like to be a volunteer or a participant or somebody who really helps organize the event in some way. What can you do to be involved?
That's a great topic because, as Lisa mentioned, this is all volunteer driven. And we've built up from a small team in the first year to over 20 community volunteers. But there are many, many aspects of putting on TEDx Lehigh River, many jobs to be done. So we're always looking for new volunteers. Mm-hmm. So, of course, at the event itself, we'll take the names of anybody who's interested in joining our team. We also have a Facebook page as TEDx Lehigh River, so they could contact us that way. But it's really fun, and we have a job for everyone, believe me. And we don't want to burn out the 20 people that we have, so we would welcome new volunteers in the future.
So TEDx Lehigh River is an annual event, but what happens outside of the annual event? Are there other things that go on that flow into the TEDx Lehigh River event?
There are, Neil. As you know, TED enthusiasts aren't happy with one event a year, and many will travel, you know, to other places in the country to attend TED events, and many will find them online through the TED website. But one of the privileges of having a TED license as TEDx Lehigh River is that we can hold events in between our main events that we generally hold in September, and they're called salons. And a salon can be anything from a speaker and two videos in someone's living room to one of the salon events we did was at ArtsQuest at the Levitt Pavilion last May. We had, I don't know, hundreds of people come out from the community to hear about TEDx Lehigh River, to meet some speakers that we had in the past, and to watch some TED Talks together outside in that incredible venue. So we try to organize events throughout the year that will encourage people to stay interested in TEDx Lehigh River and sort of our process as we walk into September.
Dave, tell me a little bit more about the organization and partnerships and how that all works.
Well, as I mentioned, we have a volunteer team of over 20 people, and we are a nonprofit, so everybody's volunteering their time. But TED does encourage and for the TEDx communities to develop partnerships with local corporations and organizations. So we've tried to do that in prior years. I'll say we've made a more active effort this year, and it really shows, I hope the success of what we've done here, but also the power of the TED brand and people's interest in getting involved with it, because we've been quite successful in developing community partners among corporations, and they will be acknowledged at the event and also, as I mentioned, in the videos that we post online afterward.
It's time for us to wrap up here. So if you're interested in attending the TEDx Lehigh River event, if you're interested in partnership or volunteering, how can you get more information about TEDx?
Well, in terms of attending, I would say the best thing to do is go to TEDxLehighRiver.com, and that'll take you to a page that has all the information about this year's events, the speakers, a ticket link, the times, etc. And also on our Facebook page, there's information being posted on a daily basis. One thing I forgot to mention when I went through the program itself is we've tried to incorporate performance for the first time this year, so we have the young jazz pianist playing, and if all goes well, she may be able to play at a reception afterwards. We're still working out the details of that, and we're also looking at a musical group to open the show, so that's not confirmed yet, but again, it's a lot of value for the attendees and a lot of just fun and interesting ideas worth sharing, from Innovation Alley to the speakers themselves, to the networking and the breaks, as Lisa mentioned, and this time, for the first time, some music to get people going.
TEDx Lehigh River will take place Saturday, September 17th at Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown. Once again, if you want more information, it's TEDxLehighRiver.com. I'd like to thank our guests, Lisa Getzler and Dave Willard, for joining us here on TED Radio Hour on WDIY. Thank you for being here today.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Neil.